Coming up, we'll take a look at updates to the Office add-in model and what it means for IT pros, from centralized deployment and management to what's new for developers and Office users. So I'm joined today by Jeremy Thake from the Office Ecosystem team. Welcome.
Thanks, Jeremy.
So we're going to talk about the different updates that we've made from an IT admin perspective and how we can really use that to push admins out to end users and some of the updates we've made there. But it is developer season, so why don't you give us an update on what has been changed with the Office add-in model?
Sure. Like, we had three key pillars in Office development. The first pillar is around Office add-ins and basically building a user-engaged system around Outlook, Word, PowerPoint, Excel, and actually we introduced OneNote as well now. So you can build add-ins, task panes directly into those products. And then the second pillar is really around Microsoft Graph and how you can build into all of our services one unified endpoint, graph.microsoft.com, to get into things like calendar, mail, contacts, files. And we've introduced some new things like the Office Graph in there, where you can simulate all the stuff that you do with Delve, but from inside your own web applications or your own mobile applications. And then the third pillar is engaging users by conversations. And we'll show some of that today with Zendesk, with the users and groups, but also doing some stuff with Skype around the web SDK and a mobile SDK. Allows you to kind of integrate video and audio and chat into your own mobile applications or web applications.
So lots of great changes on the way, but I want to really focus on what's different from an IT pro perspective, because if we think about add-ins in Office and the clients, we have things like Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and normally I'd push out things like Calm add-ins to my users. What that model looks like is I tend to basically package out that add-in into an MSI file, maybe an executable file. Then I would use software deployment infrastructure like System Center Configuration Manager to deploy that. And what that's going to do is push those add-ins down to those computers. But the problem with that is, once I want to update those add-ins, maybe the code gets stale, maybe I don't know who's got what installed, it's really difficult to have to rev how those add-ins run, what's behind those add-ins. I have to go and uninstall some maybe and then supersede them with some newer ones. That gets really difficult. So what we've got now in terms of the new add-in model is the ability to actually build those add-ins, and so they run in the cloud. That means that the execution, what's going on the actual add-in itself, is not operating at the client level. It's basically an instruction file that's saying, I want to look at a cloud-hosted service or an internally hosted service and have that operate against my files, my documents. So on the Office side for Word, Excel, PowerPoint, now we have the ability to push out a manifest file, meaning just straight from the portal. And what that's going to do is basically the clients are going to be looking for and pulling for these new add-in manifests, and we're going to show you what that looks like in a second. And once one's available, I can just load that in. So kind of like the clients now can load data loss prevention policies or load the most recently used documents when you boot up Word, Excel, PowerPoint. In the same way, we're going to be able to pull in those add-in manifests, and I can centrally deploy those, and I can even update those centrally right from where that add-in's running, or I can even disable them from the portal. So really cool stuff to make it easier for me to get add-ins out to end users. So Jeremy, why don't we show what the user experience looks like before the add-ins are actually installed?
Sure. So, I mean, this is Word here. I'm logged in as Shirley at the top here in the top right, who's our demo user. And you can see the different ribbon groups and the insert, and you can notice that this is kind of the stock standard Word environment without any additional add-ins in there. But what we can do is we can deploy add-ins that show up to Shirley using this add-in management console inside of the Office 365 administration settings.
And I'll show that. So I'm gonna hop back over to my machine and actually show what that looks like. So here, I'm in the admin center in the preview portal. I add an Office add-in. And now I have to just basically browse to those XML manifest files that I have in order to add those apps. And here I've got a code format sample as well as a Picket add-in that we're going to see in a minute. Now once I load those in, I browse those and those will basically get uploaded into the portal. And I can click Next now once I'm ready. So I'm clicking Next and basically following the normal prompts. I can enable and disable straight from this portal as well. I could edit that add-in if I wanted to. I can also target based on an individual user or a group. So the nice thing is here, I don't have to worry about setting up collections like I might have to do in System Center Configuration Manager to determine who gets those add-ins. I can just leverage the normal groups within Azure AD and target those add-ins to those users. So now if we switch back to your machine, you'll be able to see the user experience once those add-ins are made available to the user.
Right, and so when I'm in Word, what you'll notice is I haven't had to close Word and reopen Word. In the bottom right here, you can see that there's a new photo add-in, which is called Picket, that's available to me. And in the top right, you'll actually notice there's two new icons there for Picket, one with Find Images and one with Your Images. And so it kind of notifies me as an end user of these add-ins being available. And then I can go and explore these add-ins by looking in the ribbon to see that I can now kind of use this as an add-in in my own environment.
And some of the contrasts here that are really important to point out is not only can I use the portal to be able to get these add-ins out to my users, but I can keep them up to date, and they don't have to worry about having things in the older days, a couple of years ago. You'd have to use a Microsoft account to actually go to the stores, typically get the add-ins loaded. I can do all of this now with OrgID. I can push them out to my users to where they're just there, kind of like in the Calm days. It's a very familiar user experience, but it's just loaded for me directly.
Sure, and then the other benefit really from a development perspective is that when we do updates to the actual add-in, we don't necessarily have to do a whole push deployment to the clients because
right.
I can change the code that's hosted in the internet somewhere, preferably in Azure in a web server, but it can be in any web server you like.
Mm-hmm.
And it means I can make changes to my code that will just immediately show up to the end users without having to worry about doing pushes to all the clients.
Okay, so we pushed out, in our case, a Picket add-in as well as a code formatting add-in, a couple of add-ins to kind of demonstrate and highlight a couple functionality and features within Word. Why don't you show us what those look like?
Sure. So when I jump into Word here, you'll see on the right-hand side, I've got this task pane which allows me to go and look at and search for images. But as an example, I've typed the word dogs inside of the text file there, and I right-click, and I can go find images based on that keyword of dogs. And you'll see on the right-hand side in the task pane, the tag dogs will show, and it will go and find all the images that Picket has around dogs. I'll pick a weird photo of a dog there and insert that into the document.
Yep.
And essentially then I can resize that and use all the styling techniques I have in Word like straight off the bat, which is really cool.
But you also have some more productive uses here beyond dogs.
Right, so if I'm a developer, I can just scrap all of that there in the Word document and insert some code that I had in my clipboard.
Okay.
And then I can select that text and use in the top right the code format button.
Mm-hmm.
And that will actually then go and use some styling to actually number the lines of my code and give me some highlighting using JavaScript syntax. So if I'm doing documentation or training documents inside Word, I'm able to do that, which is really neat.
And these are just a few things that we can do in Word, of course. We can also have add-ins. We've seen add-ins in past shows with SAP inside of Excel or using Uber inside of Outlook. And one thing to point out from an Outlook perspective and using email, add-ins are still deployed in the same way against the Exchange server by the Exchange admin. So those are still using the same model. But for Word, Excel, PowerPoint, this new model makes it really easy to get those add-ins out to users and keep them up to date, importantly. But I know from an IT pro perspective, we all often use ticketing systems and things for help desk. And I know you've got an example here using ZenWorks. So why don't you show us that? Because it's using some of the new capabilities, I think, in groups and with connectors, right?
Sure, yeah. And so one of the big things is that we work a lot with partners who want to integrate into our products. And the nice bit with some of the announcements we've made at Build is that it's not just for the Win32 desktop.
Mm-hmm.
If you're using Mac, Office, Word, PowerPoint, Excel now, you can also get those add-ins available in there. But in addition, you can have things like ribbon buttons and integration at that level.
Right.
We've done some work to integrate into other areas too. So with Office 365 Groups, which is fairly new, and I know you've had Christoph on the show to talk about groups before, we have this ability to go and add partners' connectors directly into a particular group.
And here we can see things like Twitter.
Right, so there's Twitter, and I can hook up kind of RSS feeds.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what happens is any events that are happening in these partner products will become available as individual conversations that show up in the conversations feed within groups.
And this time we're going to pick Zendesk.
So with Zendesk, I can pick which administration user I'm going to use, and I can say, like, I want this available to be escalated from within Zendesk into this group.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that whenever a new ticket comes out, it's going to post a conversation in my Office 365 group there.
Okay.
And then all I do is I close that down, and when I jump over to conversations here in the groups, you'll see on there that there's already saying that there's a conversation that started saying that configuration has been created and the connection is there inside this Dev Intersections group.
Nice.
Now, the other nice part is, just to show off what they've done with Outlook, is they've built this add-in inside of Outlook. In this case, I'm demoing Outlook online in the web browser, but
mm-hmm.
this would work in the client too. It allows me to do things like, for this particular email, I want to create a Zendesk ticket. I'm going to say that I want it to be a high priority, and essentially it's going to be a new ticket. And then I can just click the Create Ticket button here in the bottom right. And what that will do is it will go and create that ticket with all the information from the email in the body, the title, the to line,
mm-hmm.
and pull that into Zendesk.
Okay.
Then I can go into Zendesk and see that ticket is actually created. And what it would do, because it's a brand new ticket, it would also show up as a new ticket inside the conversations viewing in groups.
Great.
Now, the real benefit of that is then I can have a conversation about this ticket in my Office 365 group in the browser, on my mobile version of groups, which Christoph showed,
mm-hmm.
and all that information is accessible to Zendesk via that Microsoft Graph that they can then service in their application as well.
It's really good stuff, and beyond this, we've done quite a bit in terms, like you said earlier, getting that Skype work done via that SDK and getting more integration there with conversations you might have in Skype. These are just some of the experiences and some of the updates we've made from an IT pro perspective, end user experience perspective across add-ins for Office. So lots of exciting things there. Of course, where would somebody get started if they wanted to learn more and get add-ins built and deployed?
Sure, so dev.office.com is like the single point to go to. We have a great developer program you can sign up for, which will give you a 1 year free Office 365 developer tenant that you can go and experiment with these things, write your connectors, build your Office add-ins and test those things directly inside of the web experience. Or you can download the Office client onto your Windows machine or your Mac machine and build those things there. And as an IT pro, we have links off from dev.office.com to actually go and see all the documentation of how to use that new add-in deployment management that's in preview right now. Mm-hmm. We're really looking for feedback from people, and we have a user voice link on the homepage of dev.office.com where if you feel like you need additional features in those types of things, our engineers are really engaged on getting that feedback from them and improving this before we make that journey available in the fall.
So a really great overview on Office extensibility. That's about all the time we have for today. Of course, you can keep checking back to Microsoft Mechanics Wednesdays or as news breaks. Thanks for watching and goodbye for now.